You are listening to KJZZ's Morning Edition. Well, yesterday was the first day of school for the Chandler Unified School District. The East Valley District is among the first to start the new school year after lawmakers passed legislation that bans mask mandates in schools. KJZZ's Rocio Hernandez visited a Chandler Elementary School to see how parents and students are feeling about the new school year.
It was a busy morning at Tarwater Elementary School as parents ushered their kids to school.
Bye, Abby. Bye, Quinn.
School officials asked parents to leave their kids at the door as part of the Chandler District's ongoing COVID-19 mitigation efforts.
See, and then parents, after today, you need to wait on the cones because parents aren't allowed on campus, okay? Kindergartner, come on here.
Mother Nicole Pomerantz was there dropping off her son Ethan for his first day of first grade. This was a big day for Ethan, who spent the last school year learning from home.
I work at the university, and I was blessed enough where my employer let me work evenings and afternoons so that I could teach him online kindergarten during the day, because with COVID, we were just not ready for that step.
This school year, however, Pomerantz feels more comfortable sending Ethan to class in person now that vaccines are available for individuals 12 and older. She also thinks the pros of being back in person currently outweigh the cons.
I think socially it's really important for kids to socialize because we really missed that aspect last year and it showed emotionally and socially.
But elementary school students are still not old enough to get a COVID vaccine. So Pomerantz is reminding Ethan to wash his hands frequently and keep his mask on while at school, even though it's now optional at all Arizona public schools to be safe. The Osborne family, however, is a little looser on face coverings at school.
Well, we were like all masked up and then we got here and nobody's got a mask on, so we're like, okay.
That was Father Travis Osborne. He says he'll leave the decision to his 9-year-old daughter, Emma.
I mean, it's up to her. It's her immune system.
You don't want to wear it?
No.
I mean, we drove here. That was just as dangerous, I feel like, as not wearing a mask at school.
Emma, who was holding a light blue mask in her hand, says she might wear it when she's close to people and take it off while she's at her desk. Parent Erica Mannheimer also welcomes the flexibility this school year and thinks it will be good for her two sons. One is in fourth grade and the other is in fifth. She says they struggled last school year when masks were required.
Even though we constantly reminded them, you know, this is because of COVID and everything, they still had a hard time. And honestly, it started to get them frustrated because they were getting in trouble for it. And then they weren't as enthusiastic about being there at school.
But Mannheimer's sons did come to school yesterday with their masks in hand.
But I'm not requiring them to wear it or anything like that because... honestly, they get so fidgety and it distracts them from their schoolwork and everything, so.
Even though schools won't be requiring face masks this school year, Pomerantz says she's encouraged by the other mitigation strategies the district will be able to implement this school year. Those include social distancing practices, small instructional groups, contact tracing, and quarantine.
I think the Chandler School District in particular has done an excellent job in mitigation, following the trends and the data, and being very scientific about everything and cautious. So I am not worried about his teachers or the school.
And Pomerantz says she will continue to watch the COVID case numbers and see what happens. Rocio Hernandez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.